You've been through so many amazing experiences in your career, the Moscow Music Peace Festival and all of those things. It's just astonishing to even think about. Now, when you wrote Wind of Change, did you have any idea that it would become such an anthem for major world events like the fall of the Berlin Wall?
No, of course not, you know. But being a German band, you know, we had a total different view. You know, we grew up in a country that was divided by a wall. And when we played in Moscow in 89 at the legendary Moscow Music Peace Festival with Ozzy, with Bon Jovi, Motley, and all those bands, it was just, for us, it had a totally different meaning, you know. It had a totally different meaning because where we come from. And, of course, that's why probably we wrote Wind of Change and nobody else did. Mm-hmm. But everybody was there and everybody experienced at the same time that the world changed. You know, everybody could feel it, you know. When we went up on stage at the Moscow Music Peace Festival in front of 100,000 fans, and they sang along all our songs, and, you know, you could feel the time of the Cold War was over. There's a whole new generation out there. They want to be connected with all of us, and everybody could feel it. But the song, it was us who wrote the song, mm-hmm. because it touched us very deeply in our hearts and soul because of German-Russian history. We just played a tour from the end of September to the middle of November all over Russia. And this was an amazing trip because nobody ever played concerts east of Moscow. No band from the West ever did. We played between 88 and now many times in Moscow and St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm. And even meeting Mikhail Gorbachev, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. We met with Gorbachev in 91, and we were one of the last official guests at the Kremlin in Moscow when he was the president. And that, of course, was a very special moment in our career. And we have a very special relationship with the fans in Russia.